It's not just the Cottonwood Canyons, but along the entire Wasatch that ongoing traffic issues pose problems not only with efficient transportation, but with air quality, wilderness concerns, watershed protection, and access to recreation. After the Comprehensive Mountain Transportation Study was completed last year, a formal group called the Wasatch Summit has now formed. It's made up of nearly a dozen diverse stakeholders from the U.S. Forest Service to the Utah Department of Transportation to the Wasatch Front Regional Council, and it will tackle an extensive long-term plan for the Wasatch Mountains and transportation in between. While the issue with traffic in Little and Big Cottonwood Canyons is at the forefront, the incorporation of the Wasatch back is an integral part of the discussion, and Park City has a crucial seat at the table. Park City Councilmember Liza Simpson says the council at its recent meeting voted to approve $100,000 to add to the pie for phase one of the project, which will be an environmental study.
We have pledged $100,000 over the next 2 years, $50,000 each budget year coming from the transit fund towards this study. There are 10 or 11 major partners. UDOT is kicking in $2.6 million. UTA is kicking in $200,000. I have the list of everybody's contributions, if you will. It looks like a pretty comprehensive phase one. It's going to address all sorts of things that need to be looked at for a comprehensive mountain transportation plan.
Phase two could cost around $10 million, she says, but this plan is broad and integral to the future of the Salt Lake Valley, as well as the entire front and back of the Wasatch Mountains.
It is our hope that with the legislature's continuing commitment to this, that they will just continue to sock away some budget money every year so that when that phase two begins, there's not a price tag that makes doing the study prohibitive, because I think this is something that will dictate the quality of life for the Wasatch Front and the Wasatch Back for the next 50 years.
That's Park City Councilmember Liza Simpson. There has been speculation that decommissioned mine tunnels could be reinforced, widened, and employed for connections between the Cottonwood Canyons as well as between Big Cottonwood Canyon and Park City. Simpson says they're considering all types of options and haven't narrowed it down yet. A transportation commission from Utah has traveled to Europe to explore all transportation systems used there, including tunnels, aerial trams, and a variety of railway options. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.